Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Jesus was asked the question from one of the men who was a student of the law of God. He asked Jesus what he needed to do to have eternal life. The Lord responded by asking him to share what he found in the old law of Moses. He gave the answer of loving God with one's whole heart, mind, body, and strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself. Jesus said he had read the word of the law well, and he was correct in his answer. Jesus then told him to obey those commands, and he would live eternally. When Jesus was asked which were the two most important laws to be found in the law of Moses, he responded using the same scriptures. Loving God with one's whole being was the first and most important of all the laws. And then the abiding one that he added to it was to love one's neighbor as he loved himself. Jesus went on to say that all the rest of God's law rested upon these two. If we are obeying these two, we'll be keeping all the rest of God's laws as well. Without any question, love is at the center of God's law. It is the highest of all emotions possible among humanity. Once we know God, and once we accept His will in our lives, we can fulfill both of the great commandments of God.
Jesus, be Jesus in me.
And I lay it at your feet. My life is yours. Please take control. Fill me and make me complete.
Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me. Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee.
know that the old law of Moses was to be replaced. The reading of the letter of Hebrews makes it plain for us to know that God set up the first covenant with the descendants of Abraham, and when Jesus came to earth, he brought the new covenant laws with him. He completed and he finished the old covenant. It has been replaced by the teachings of Christ. What we know is that much of the moral laws that are found in the Old Testament were not removed, but Jesus expanded their nature to include a more spiritual application of them. For an example, Jesus shared one of the commandments that we should not murder. He then expanded it by sharing the fact that we must remove anger, hatred, and jealousy from our hearts so that we will never have any thought or feeling to murder someone. He taught us to overcome evil with the good within our hearts. Jesus included the love for God first and foremost and love for our neighbors as the basis for the new covenant, as it has been for the first covenant given to the Israelites by Moses. The expansion that Jesus brought to our love for God would be that it was a genuine love from within the heart. We obey because we love him. Jesus is quoted saying, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He also shared with his apostles this new commandment. This new commandment is that I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. This is just hours before Jesus willingly dies upon the cross for our sins. He laid down his life for those apostles and for us as well. His new commandment is that of sharing and giving, sacrificing and serving, whatever is necessary to love one another. Jesus taught the lawyer how to love even those who did not know and those he had not any kind of respect for as well. He does so through the parable of the Good Samaritan. Believing in God is essential, for the scriptures tell us that without faith it's impossible to please him. But believing in God is not the same as loving God with all our whole being. Do we think that if we were to face persecution that would take our life for our faith in Jesus, that just having faith would be sufficient for us to face death? Or would it be the love that we have for God and in God that would provide us with the strength to die for his cause? According to the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Rome, God has shown his divine love for us by sending Jesus to die upon the cross for us. He did so while we were still sinners. Paul wrote, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God's love for us is not based upon our own merit or our own goodness. God saves us because of a deep and abiding love for us. We are all broken and sinful. Jesus died in our place for the purpose of setting us free from the hold that Satan once had upon our hearts and lives. Loving the Lord our God is the first and most important step to having the saving grace of God applied to our souls. The first step toward God is made when we come to accept the truth that God has reached down to save us because he loves us so much. If we plan to honor him as our God and remain faithful to him, we must learn to love him back. How have you responded to this fact? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
I know a story, I know that it's true, and if you listen, I'll tell it to you, how something changed me and made me new, talking about the love of God. A love that gave me a song to sing, that made my winters turn into spring, that gave new meaning to everything, talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him, but now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I might stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on, a mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him, but now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I must stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on, a mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God, talking about the love of God.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.